Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, February 15th, 2017. Belated happy Valentine's Day to you. This is episode 188 of The Big Show, and I think we've got a really cool show for you today. I think there's a lot of cool stuff to talk about. I wanted to start with thinking about how customer behavior has changed. Hang with me for a second, because I think you're really going to dig where this is going. We have seen immense behavior. Behavior changes. You've heard me talk again and again about mobile and how that really shifts customer behavior. But I think it's really important to talk about how that needs to shape our behavior as marketers. You know, in 2016, there were more page views on mobile than there were on desktop. And greater than 65% of all digital media time is now on mobile. And that number is growing. It's only going to get much, much bigger. We know that in 2017, Verizon and Sprint and AT&T are starting to roll out 5G networks, which are 1,000 times faster than 4G. So they're actually faster than Wi-Fi, but on a mobile device. And that what that means in practice is that your customers will be able to download a full HD movie in seconds, literally. And what that means is, and this is already true, but it's just going to get more true, is that your customer carries a printing press in their pocket, right? To say nothing of a full HD video camera production studio and broadcast network too. And that's why you have to think about how that changes your approach to marketing. Now, anyone who has listened to the show for a long time or read the blog for any amount of time has heard me say that content is king, context is queen, and data is the crown jewels. And really, it's time to update that. It's time to talk about this in really, really critical terms. Now, anybody who saw the webinar I did at Biznology back in January of Digital Marketing Directions 2017, which I will embed in the show notes, heard me say that customer experience is the new marketing. And I think as we look at this metaphor, we really need to say that content is king, customer experience is queen, and data is the crown jewels. That's the reality in which we live today, and our behavior as marketers needs to reflect this changing behavior of our customers. Now, I want to start by saying, you know, content is part of the customer experience, but it's such a critical part that we have to talk about it separately. When we think about content, what we're really talking about is the fact that without it, without content, there is no search. And without content, there is no social. Findability, your ability for people to find you in search, for you to appear when customers start looking for you, is the first step. It represents the very first step in a customer's experience with your brand or your business. If you don't show up when they have a question, if you don't show up when they're asking for help, what does that say about you? What does that say about your brand? The answer is nothing good, right? And when we think about content or the lack of content, meaning that there's no social, either customers tell the wrong story about your brand, which is terrible, or you have no story at all, which is also terrible. They're both bad in different ways, in their own special way, but neither is good. Now, if you have content, or content exists about your brand, there's total transparency here. Everybody knows everything, or realistically, they can anyway. I've said this many times before, that your customers have the tools. They have search, they have social, they have the content, and that shapes their experience with your brand from the very first connection. And in practice, they know more about your products and your services than your employees do. Not just because they have the tools, but because they have the incentive. They're the ones with a problem. They're the ones who have a question that needs answering. And they're going to use whatever tools are available to them because they've got to solve for that problem. Your job is to help them do that at every single step in the buyer's journey, or at least to make a conscious decision that there are some steps that aren't profitable for you or aren't worth your time and effort, or maybe don't fit how you best fit into your customer's life. And that's okay. There is nothing wrong with making a conscious decision to say some stages in the buyer's journey, some stages in that customer journey aren't appropriate for us. What's a problem is when you do that by mistake. So it's really a question of asking, where's the customer in their process of discovery and decision? Google has a model that's really cool that talks about the moments that matter, right? They think about, I want to know, I want to go, I want to buy, or I want to do, right? These four stages of where a customer might be. And, you know, if we think about I want to know, we're really talking about the growth of search and especially mobile search. When we think about I want to go, a lot of that is driven by the fact that Google is seeing people search for things near me. Those searches have doubled and doubled again in just the last couple of years. When people say, I want to buy, 82% of customers are consulting their phones when they're in a store. And people say, I want to do, we're seeing that 91% of smartphone users search on their phones while they're doing a task. This is all Google research. Again, I will link to this in the show notes. But those are what Google calls the moments that matter. Now, those all represent possible steps in the customer journey. I use a model when I work with my customers where we think about learn, compare, try, buy, use. Again, just different ways of thinking about where the customer is and saying, what are the questions that they have? How effectively are we answering those questions? And how are we making for a great customer experience at each stage? Because no matter what model you prefer, whether you like the Google model or you like the model I just threw out there or another that you prefer altogether, you have to accommodate the needs of your customer at each step that you consciously choose to support. Why? Well, let's bring it back to where we started. It's because they tell their friends and family and fans and followers on social. They share photos on Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook. They write reviews. They tweet. And on and on and on. Right? They're telling the story about your brand, whether you want them to or not, whether you're prepared for them to do so or not. They're contributing to that transparency about your brand and creating a story. Realistically, a brand today is the sum of all the interactions a customer has with you at every step in the game. You know, if I can go back to a really old marketing quote, David Ogilvy, the guy who founded Ogilvy and Mather, once said, a brand is a promise. And if we think about each stage, if we think about each interaction, if we think about each moment, customers are saying, did you keep your promise? And as I pointed out a little while ago, they're carrying an entire printing press and high-definition camera, and video production studio, and broadcast network and really publishing empire in their pocket. What story do you want customers telling about your brand? So as you think about how you're going to interact with your customers and how you're going to solve their problems and how they're going to experience your brand and your business, just keep in mind that content is king, customer experience is queen, and data is the crown jewels. That's your roadmap to success in 2017 and beyond. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I do want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And while you're there, if you could provide a rating, that would be really great. I'd really appreciate it. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle at TCPeter, or, of course, you can send me an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I hope you have a great rest of the week, a fantastic weekend ahead, and I'll look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.